With a road funding deal finally done, state lawmakers have some pretty big issues to tackle when they come back from vacation, such as modifying Michigan's energy laws. Earlier this year, Governor Snyder made an appointment to the three-person Michigan Public Service Commission. That's the group that makes decisions affecting everyone in our state. It approves or rejects utility rate requests. So news that Governor Snyder appointed a former power company lobbyist raised a few eyebrows. M.L. Elric is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who's now with WJBK-TV in Detroit. Welcome to Stateside, M.L.
Thanks for having me on, Cindy.
So in one of your recent reports, you expressed some journalistic skepticism of this new appointee to the PSC. Tell us who he is and what we know about him.
Well, I wouldn't say we expressed skepticism so much as just laid out the situation. And the situation itself, I think, is something that begs credulity. You have a man who worked for 30 years for Consumers Power, which is one of the largest energy companies in the state and serves most of Michigan. I think they have 6.5 million customers. He retired from there about 10 years ago, became a lobbyist, worked for a powerful senator, worked for two speakers of the House, and worked for Governor Snyder. And when Governor Snyder had an opportunity to put a new public service commissioner on that board, he chose Norm Saari, who's his friend and who also worked for a company that has contributed $50,000 over the last 2 years to Mr. Snyder's, I guess we'll call it a nonprofit, but it's sort of a political fund that isn't really a political fund because you don't have to disclose donors and expenditures. But to his credit, the governor has revealed who those donors are.
You really spelled it out in your report, basically saying, look at this. Norm Saari has worked for both the power company and the power brokers, and what is unclear is whether he'll work just as hard for the people of Michigan. What did he say when you asked him that?
Well, he said, listen, I'm a Michigander. I've lived my whole life in Michigan, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life in Michigan, and I wouldn't do anything to hurt the people of Michigan. I'm going to look out for their best interests. And I should say, Mr. Saari is a very nice man. He seems like a gentleman, and he's very well regarded in Lansing. But he even acknowledged when I spoke to him that, you know, when you work for somebody for a long time, you're going to have some affinity for them. You're going to have some affection for them. Mr. Saari says he can put that aside and make decisions that are in the best interest of everybody in Michigan, and I certainly hope that that's true. But human nature being what it is, it's going to be a little harder for him than for some of the other PSC commissioners. And frankly, those people and their predecessors tend to be people who have a career working as a regulator or working in the industry as an academic or as a lawyer. I mean, you don't see many of these energy company executives become Public Service Commission commissioners.
And I'm sure when he went before the state Senate for hearings, he had to have been asked about financial interest or pensions, things like that.
In Michigan, you are forbidden from serving on a commission like that if you have any financial interest, even a retirement account or health insurance with one of the firms you regulate. So that's a little good government there. And Mr. Saari kind of cut the senators off by saying, hey, listen, I don't even get a discount, a senior citizen discount on my light bulbs. And I asked him, you know, for someone who's so good at politics, how did you leave this company without a retirement? He said, well, I took a lump sum payout when I retired, which some people do. And so he says, all the retirement money I have, I manage myself. I have no ties, no interest whatsoever in the rise or the fall of Consumers Power. Now, you talked about the senators. In our system, there is an appointment is vetted and grilled, in theory, by a Senate committee, sort of like the confirmation process that a Supreme Court justice would go through in Washington. This thing looked like a reunion more than a screening process. And we show that. You can find that story on my Facebook page or at myfoxdetroit.com. But it really was shocking to me how they basically just said, well, it looks like you might have a conflict, but you say you won't do anything wrong, so we'll just move on to the next question. I couldn't believe it.
This seems to be part of a deeper discussion about the fact we hear this, people moving back and forth between serving in government and then becoming a lobbyist, this fluidity.
Well, the revolving door is always a problem, and it's particularly a problem in Lansing with term limits, where you have people looking for a new job every 6 years or so, sometimes less, sometimes a little more if they can get elected to the Senate. But this cross-pollinization of lawmakers, lobbyists, regulators, I mean, we see former lawmakers become spokespeople for state agencies. I mean, that's unprecedented, but it's only because when these political careers get cut so short, These folks are looking for a soft landing. They're looking for a gig that keeps them in politics. And you have to wonder with these lawmakers if their judgment and their diligence isn't compromised by the fact that the very people whose butt they should be kicking, their boots they may be licking as soon as they hit the term limit.
So looking at this appointment of Noreen Sari to the Michigan Public Service Commission, what are you hearing? How do those who know this side of regulation, how do they think it's going to impact the average Michigander when it comes to heating and electric bills and phone bills?
Well, again, people seem to think Mr. Sari is a good and reasonable man, so I don't want to prejudge him in any way. But this isn't just a consumer issue, and by consumer, I mean you and me, just regular people, not the big power company consumers' power. There are businesses as well that are very concerned when you have someone who worked for the industry regulating the industry, because while you and I don't like what we pay for our power bill, people who run big manufacturing operations are even more concerned about this, and their fear. Mr. Sari's been on there since, I believe, August, so it's too soon to say whether this fear has been realized. But their fear is that he is going to give at least the benefit of the doubt to the power company. And the power company is the one that sets the rates, and we're the suckers who just have to pay it.
ML Elric, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and investigative reporter for WJBK-TV in Detroit. ML, thank you so much for being on Stateside with us.
Thank you.